Oh, what an awesome experience. Those of you who have seen the movie The Matrix know why I'm in costume on this very, very hot day. You know, The Matrix and The Wizard, what Kim was just singing, they all have something in common. All myths have something in common. And those of you who are familiar with Joseph Campbell, who spent a lifetime researching myth from Star Wars to ancient Aboriginal stories, he found that there was one common theme, and it was the theme of the hero's journey. What is the hero's journey? The hero's journey is when our back is up against the wall, and instead of choosing to be a victim, we choose to be the hero in our own story. That's awesome. And that's why it's repeated generation after generation in every single story. It's because it's our own story. Have you ever been up against the wall? Your back is up against the wall and you don't know what to do and you're alone? That is when the hero within you, not in somebody else, not in a system coming to rescue you, but in you, you find the strength. The strength that comes from you don't know where at the time, but it's coming from within you. And then you rise above that situation, and then you come out a victor, and then you've got to tell people. Do you know what just happened to me? Do you know what? I got to tell you what just happened because this is how I came through it. That's the hero cycle. But you have to answer the call first. And so many people, unfortunately, have taken that situation and thinking that that defeated them. And they didn't have the strength to go on or the power to go on. And so they don't answer the hero's call. But our journey is to be the hero in our own life. And that strength comes from within. Let me tell you how I know this, because I got to tell you my story. Probably about 20 some odd years ago, I had an infant about 2 months old. Someone comes into the bedroom, they're police officers. They give me a sheet of paper that it's a temporary protective order. It means that I have 5 minutes to get out of my own house. Now, I was on the lease, but my husband was going through his own issues, and I don't blame him because in the hero's journey, you learn not to blame people. No matter how tragic the situation is, he was going through his own thing, but what it was doing was preparing me for my life's work. I didn't know it at the time. I'm talking to you about it 20 years later as a victor and not a victim. You see the difference? So the temporary protective order was in service. They served me. I had 5 minutes to leave the house, and I was in a city that I didn't know anybody. We had just moved to Las Vegas, Nevada. Didn't have a relative or anything. So I picked up my two-month-old, and I went to a homeless shelter until I could figure it out with the courts. So I slept on a cot while somebody else was sleeping in my 6,000-square-foot house, and that's a victim story that I'm not going to get into because I'm a victor. So I went into the homeless shelter with my two-month-old, and let me tell you, I could not pick up the phone and get rescued. They told me that I couldn't jump on a plane because if I took my son out of the state of Nevada, I would be arrested for kidnapping. This stuff happens. But I'm so glad it happened because let me tell you what you get when you get to know the hero within yourself. You get this power, this energy. I came out on the other side of it. Everything worked out fine. I am living in abundance now, and my son is 23 years old. So there's no victimization here. But let me tell you the gift that I got from that experience. When you go through your hero's journey, you have this strength and this energy that other people can be empowered with. Let me say that again. Because your back was against the wall, and because you got through it, there are other people who are experiencing similar things of loss, similar issues of tragedy. And because you've come through it, your DNA is changed. And that vibration goes out to other people. And you'll meet people that are in similar situations, and they'll be gravitated to you because they want that energy. They want to answer the call to be a hero. So I went into Child Protective Services. Child Protective Services, as you well know, we deal with abuse and neglected children. But at that time, I didn't know that my tragedy was going to be my calling. See, that's what that energy, that God energy does. It gives you opportunities to change your DNA and grab a hold of that power so that somebody else that is hurting, they'll be healed. Do you see that sometimes our tragedy is our most important treasure? And that was Joseph Campbell who said that, that where you stumble, that's where your treasure is. You don't know it at the time. But it's only until you answer that call and you start changing that inner DNA. Do you know that we're wired for greatness? But sometimes it's dormant and we need situations like that where our back is against the wall to really realize, oh, wow, I'm that special. I'm that awesome. Wow, I got through that. Well, if I can get through that, I'm limitless. You see, sometimes it takes a situation where you have to answer the hero's call to find out what you're made of. And we're made of stardust. We're made of God stuff because we are God. How do we realize that when our back is against the wall? That's when you know who you are. And it comes from within, not from without. So I answered the call. I went through some trauma and some drama to get my treasure. I'm working with abused and neglected children, and I'm in booking one day about 18 years ago or so. Booking is where they come and take kids that are going into juvenile detention, and they're from the age of 11 years old to 17 and a half years old. And a lot of them are there for car theft or drug possession or we used to call it back then prostitution because we didn't know any better, but it's really sex trafficking. Las Vegas is a center hub for sex trafficking of teenage girls, and we've made it a state emergency that everybody needs to know about it. And so at that time, 18 years ago, a police officer was bringing in a young girl. She was probably about 14. He was criticizing her, saying, you're dirty, you're a tramp, you need to go home, you shouldn't be out there selling yourself. He was demeaning her, not blaming him. He doesn't know who he is. When you haven't answered the call, you have less compassion. And so people that go through their lives as victims, they do have less compassion. But I heard that and my heart broke, not just for the teenage girl, but for the police officer. You see how enlightenment works? There is no good, there is no bad. We're all just one in various degrees of knowing who we are. And so I said, oh my goodness, how can you reach that girl and how can you reach that probation officer or corrections officer or whoever it is that doesn't know who they are? And so I had a memory. Remember, Brett said that I used to act. And I had a famous acting teacher by the name of Stella Adler. I was blessed to be in her class because you had to audition. It was hard to get in, and it was expensive. And she'd been around a long time, and everybody knew that she is the guru of acting. And so I go to this class. I'm in the front row. I'm going to soak up everything. And she's on a little couch with her little puppies, their little dogs. On the stage, and there's an actor, a young actor, and he's given some lines to do and an entrance. And he comes in the stage, and before he says a word, she stops him and says, what are you doing? And he says, well, I haven't done anything. I haven't said my line. And she said, you haven't said anything, and I don't believe a word of it. And so basically, he had to walk in from off stage like about 10 times because she said, The scene doesn't start when you get to the middle of the stage. It starts way before that. You've got to give me a whole life before that. And one of the things that stuck in my mind for years, she said, your imagination is your most important tool. It's the most important tool you have, because when your back is against the wall, you've got to imagine the other side. And we dummy people down in school, and we tell them the imagination is not so important. You've got to read and regurgitate what I just told you. And that is an imagination killer. But in order to move closer to be the one, we need our imagination. So getting back to detention, how can I reach this child who, if anybody, could be victimized? It's a 14-year-old hooked up with sex trafficking. How can I imagine her? How can I get her imagination going to imagine another life where she's empowered? And so I get the opportunity to go into detention every Saturday in Las Vegas, Nevada. 50 girls, mostly there in detention, in these cells, for sex trafficking. And some of them are hardened. Some of them are depressed. They don't want a counselor. How are you doing? They don't want that. They can't relate to that. There's shame. There's guilt. There's anger. There's all these different types of emotions. Carmen, what are you going to do? Go in as the Matrix. So in 1999, when that movie came out, it was like, oh my God. How can you open somebody's imagination? How can you destroy years of just built-up victimization? You go in there with a black coat. You go in there with sunglasses. And you go in there with red cinnamon jelly bellies and the blueberry ones. And you say you can take the red pill or the blue pill. If you take the red pill, I'm going to show you how messed up this world is and how it dummies you down. And how it makes you think that if you're a girl, you got to be pretty. And in order to get love, you got to have sex. All that stuff, we're going to get rid of that with the red pill. With the blue pill, you can go back to your cell. You don't have to listen to me. Of course, I had a captive audience. Nobody wanted to go back to their cell. So I got them. Everybody took the red pill. And then we began. And we began with the school system. And I talked about how some of my craziest memories and fears came from the school system. How I used to think I was stupid because of the school system. I'll give you an example. In the reading groups, they have color-coded reading. So if you're in the yellow reading group, you don't read well. If you're in the blue, oh, you're a great reader. And everybody in the class knows what color you are. Do you think there might be some competition? Do you think there might be some name calling? Do you think there might be some, oh, I'm better than you? Yeah, sure. There's competition there. It's not about me learning or my ability to learn or how fast or slow I learn. It's all about I'm better than you and you're not so good and you're stupid. Then we go to the parenting, how parenting sometimes can be the most damaging messages you can get. And especially if you grow up and your parents are an alcoholic or your parents don't know who they are and they pass on all those fears to you, we get really jacked up in our parenting, in our families. But we don't need to stay there. And then we go to the culture and how kids are dressed and how this is supposed to be pretty and this is how you're supposed to be as a woman and girls can't do that. And the music and calling women bitches. And you got to go all the way there because these are messages They're harmful messages that dummy down people, and it does not empower you in the least. And maybe that's the goal. Because as long as you're afraid and as long as you think that you're not good enough, you can be controlled. As long as there's a fear that's created, and Johns and pimps, they're so good at creating fear in these girls. And you hear a lot of trauma stories. And because I was dressed like this and because I wasn't coming at them, tell me about your situation, they were open. And they shared the most horrific stories. And they shared their fears of not being good enough, not being smart enough, that they had never shared with anybody. Instead, they had covered it over with everything's fine, which everything wasn't fine. Some of them had been in and out of detention. So each week I would go back and I would share how to tear down all of those thoughts and replace it. And maybe they were never taught who they were. And we're never taught this in school, that we have the Akashic record at our fingertips. Everything that was ever known and that will be known is already in the spiritual realm. All we have to do is access it. Nobody teaches us that. We're taught that, well, I don't know. I don't know how to do it. Well, that means I can't do it. No, that doesn't mean that. All you have to do is learn how to go within and be around people with energy that have taken the hero's journey. Because if you surround yourself with people that have not taken the hero's journey, you won't have that creative vibration that's needed to wake up that DNA. And we're learning more and more about how the DNA is a computer code. That computer code has to be in alignment with the original source code. And when you're aligned with that, that's when you're the one. It's not about being the one and you're some Superman and you're the only one. It's not about being Jesus and that's the only one, or being Buddha. It's being in alignment with that energy, and you are one with everything. That's what being the one is. And when are we taught that? This is not, I was going to say calculus. It's really simple. It is calculus, but I'm not going to go there. I don't do math, but it is a computer code. When you're working with the wrong computer code, there's an error that comes up in your computer and you can't do much. That's victimization. When you're with the same computer program that created you, oh my God, what can't you do? You're limitless, and there's no force that can come against you. The Bible starts to look different. No force, no weapon made, formed, can be used against me? Oh, yes, that's exactly right. You're infinite. You're amazing. You're powerful. And that's the message I was given to the girls in detention. And because my energy was going out, and I know it's true based on experience, they were able to feel that it was authentic. So, when that chaos, when that problem comes your way, they're like bullets, and all you have to do is go like that. Because your perception is different. You know who you are. Other people around you are going, oh my God, look at those bullets! What are... And you're going, yeah, I know what they are. But I know who I am. So when that pimp tries to create fear in your life, or when that person, or when that society, or when that campaign person creates that fear, you're like, woo! Not me, baby. Not me. You got the wrong person. Because I know who I am. Let everyone else who does not feel that energy, does not have the experience of the hero's journey, let them go a little wacky. But that's not your journey. Because you see it for what it is. We're in the matrix. And you can be in one with it, with that alignment that created you, and be one with it, and see everyone as one, see everyone as an extension of you, or you can feed into the lies, be dummied down, be a victim. But what I'm saying to you today is free your mind. Free your mind of doubt and fear and disbelief. Namaste.
We are so grateful today that we've come together. Our vibrations were meant to be here. Meant to be here this day, this moment. Because we know that we were in preparation for the time that we are living in. Is where we are supposed to be. At this time, our vibration is here, and we are grateful because we have everything that we need within us, no matter what the situation is, no matter what is going on, we are the I Am. And this is the time, this is the moment to come into knowing who we are. That every cell of our body, from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head, knows exactly why we are here. And that is to be the heroes that we are. And there may be times when we may doubt, but just know that when you are reaching for something higher in your life, that it is to be found in who and what you truly are. You are a living, breathing manifestation of the stars and the heavens made manifest here on this planet. You are divine. You are beautiful. You are precious. You are the power. Everything, every attribute is God in you. Go into the silence.